You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Guys, this one is really going to pack a powerful punch, so please stay tuned. As you guys know, I've been kicked off of YouTube and Patreon, and as a result, we're being economically strangled. So one of the only ways we have to survive economically is thanks to our sponsors. So please bear with me, just a quick word about this video's sponsor. Let's face it, putting aside money for a comfortable retirement is the only way you're going to be able to play golf, visit the kids, and hike the trail like some of your friends are doing. And Noble Gold can help by investing in precious metals, along with your other investments. A gold or silver IRA is a great way of doing this. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine, rare, Carson City minted Morgan silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k you do. So get in touch with the experts at NobleGoldInvestments.com or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that's NobleGoldInvestments.com. So guys, you know that my mother-in-law and two of our close friends that are neighbors have taken the COVID quote-unquote vaccines. Now I found out just yesterday that my mother also took two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Now I don't think most Americans have any idea how many people are being devastated by these dangerous mRNA gene therapies, like these poor souls who took the Johnson & Johnson jab.
I've been through hell and back. Ever since I took that fucking shot, I got the Johnson & Johnson shot. It messed me up bad.
I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine yesterday with chest pain, paralysis on my left side. I have had about 8 seizures in the last 2 days. Never had a seizure before.
I also know that there is no informed consent. People don't understand they're taking mRNA technology, and they don't understand that they can't sue the big pharma companies that are responsible for injuring or killing them. Now, I want to play a clip from the April 8th edition of the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's sidekick, Bald Brian, who has now gotten both of his quote-unquote vaccine injections, goes off on conspiracy theorists.
And the net worth of the billionaires tops $13 trillion, which is $5 trillion more than last year.
Speaking of Bill Gates, all three of us are being controlled by Microsoft right now because we got the vaccine.
Oh, cool. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you want to know when I go to my kitchen to my bathroom?
I haven't got the chip put in me yet.
That was the stupidest fucking thing. Bill Gates wants to control. Fuck off.
I didn't even know. First off. I don't know how any. There's a lot of conspiracy theories, flat Earth and things like that. Like, I don't know how you pull that off. I don't know. I don't know how you put a microchip in a serum.
Nanobots, dude.
Nanobots, dude. So the guy who survived cancer, by the way, who blindly accepted being injected twice by the experimental biological gene therapy masquerading as a vaccine without understanding or taking the time to understand what he was being injected with, thinks that any criticism of these vaccines is conspiracy theory.
Nanobots, dude.
Try conductive hydrogels containing nanotech, dude. This is just a brief clip from my interview with Hope and Tavon, two researchers who are telling the absolute truth about these dangerous technologies.
So conductive hydrogels are being used in many different things, in our food and our water. They can be injected into our bodies because they might be doped with the vaccine, for example. Conductive hydrogels can contain nanotech that locks onto your DNA and can be controlled via signals, wireless signals, or let's say the 5G infrastructure.
There you go.
Remotely. So the signals can be transmitted to your body, and because these things are latching onto those signals, they can act as actuators to do a task. Now, again, everything we're talking about is within the peer review research papers that we found for this discussion. Now, they also allow for DNA collection and manipulation. The hydrogels can also allow for tracking and tracing of human beings remotely.
Nanobots, dude. Let's get back to the foolish Bald Brian and his anger toward anyone who has well-founded concerns about the experimental biological gene therapies, as he sings the praises of Bill Gates.
Nanobots, dude.
Okay. And then who does this benefit?
That's what I'm saying. The guy who's pledged to give away all his money and just fucking donate his mosquito nest to every person in Africa is somehow wants to take over the world?
But also, I never get that riled up about it because it just seems too insane to me.
You know, I'll pause it there. I always give Adam Carolla credit for being the cool head among the three of them. But Bald Brian, he does get heated. He does get fired up. He does have extreme disdain for anybody that would suggest that these vaccines are dangerous or that there is a nefarious plan involving Bill Gates or others. See, here's the problem. It's a complete lack of knowledge. Why are these fools so angry when they know absolutely nothing about this vaccine technology? Or Bill Gates, or the Gates Foundation, or Klaus Schwab, or the World Economic Forum, or Event 201 that wargamed exactly what we're going through now and involved Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum just 3 months before the COVID pandemic outbreak. Bald Brian and my mother and my mother-in-law and my neighbors know nothing about any of the facts I just mentioned. And Bald Brian at the Carolla podcast certainly doesn't know that Moderna is calling their mRNA COVID technology the software of life.
Can you explain the gene-altering aspects of this vaccine? And when Moderna says that their mRNA technology is the, quote, software of life, what exactly are they talking about?
Well, again, we are not using a normal way of making a vaccine. We are putting a code inside of you. It's recombinant, part from nature and part synthetic, synthesized. And so it's a genetic code, and what they're doing is putting an envelope around it with nanolipid particles. It's nanotechnology. The nanotechnology is there to ensure it sneaks past your body's defenses, because normally your body would kill something like this immediately or disintegrate it. So it sneaks past the defenses into your cell and then tricks your cell into making that code, which is literally the spike protein or part of the virus. You'll be spitting out bits of the virus inside of your body.
Nanobots, dude. Now, sadly, Bald Brian and my neighbors and my mother and even my mother-in-law don't comprehend the vast and nefarious nature of these quote-unquote vaccines and the now unfolding global tyranny of vaccine passports. Happening right now in real time, people are trapped on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent by an erupting volcano, and they're being told that only vaccinated people will be allowed to evacuate aboard awaiting ships. Some 16,000 souls who reside in the direct path of potential volcanic destruction are being told, get the jab or face death by the destructive force of a volcano. That's the apparent logic according to the rescuing cruise ship operators and island health authorities, Zero Hedge writes. These tyrannical vaccination rules have now also been implemented by Barbados, Grenada, Antigua, and St. Lucia. Think it can't happen here in the United States? What you are about to hear right now is the most impassioned, detailed, and justifiable rage you will hear this year. Here's human rights attorney Lee Dundas about what's happening in Orange County, California.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharz, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death. Okay, and he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet, you can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharish, you are hereby on notice. Last week you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
The sound of justifiable rage. It's music to my ears. That woman, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, is an American hero. Which leads me to one final clip from another hero, former Pfizer VP and whistleblower Michael Yeadon, warning the world about the extreme dangers of the mRNA technologies and the terrifying agenda to require the vaccine and proof of vaccination. This clip comes to us thanks to The Last American Vagabond.
But I've come to the scary conclusion that really what this is about is getting the world's population onto a world's first database with common format where all of us will have a unique ID, and there'll be at least one field that's editable, which will contain either a thumb up that your vaccine passport is valid or a thumb down that say it's not. Now, there could be as many fields as you like added to that. I'm not a technologist, so I couldn't tell you what else could be done. But if this vaccine passport scheme comes into being, you know, if I'm vaccinated, I'll have an app, presumably with a QR code that says who I am, where I am, and that I'm entitled, per the algorithm that's enforced that day, to cross a particular threshold or conduct a particular transaction. If, on the other hand, my vaccine passport is invalid, I will be prevented from crossing a threshold or performing a transaction. I call that totalitarian control. There would literally be nothing that I might want to do that wouldn't be in the gift of whoever controls that database and the algorithm. And what they will do, I believe, is that, I think, is the objective of this global fraud, is to push everybody onto this first ever interactive, common format, algorithm driven, editable vaccine passport scheme. And I think if that happens, then that's the end of liberal democracy. I cannot see a way in which you would be able to step off that platform, because the algorithm simply needs to say you need a valid passport in order to, say, buy gasoline, shop, even use your bank card across an international border. Absolutely anything could, if they want to, require a valid passport. And here's just the thing, just to frighten the hell out of your listeners, because you might think that's not too bad. Maybe, our leaders will be more benign. But if they send you a reminder and says, you need to come for a top-up vaccine, and I will talk about top-up vaccines later, but say it also says, would you mind bringing in your 13-year-old son and your 12-year-old daughter? And you might think, well, I don't want them vaccinated. And the bottom of the app will say, if you do not comply with this request, your vaccine passport will expire in 20 days. So if you once you've allowed the system to come into force, there is nothing you can be asked to do that you are empowered to refuse, because the system will simply exclude you from your life. That's why I think they've been lying to us. And it took me 10 or 11 months to arrive at that view, but it's not my crime, and there might be other reasons. What I can tell you is that nothing we've been told is kind of genuine and honest.
I like that Michael Yeadon said it's not my crime, because he knows what's happening is a crime. He knows these are crimes against humanity. Now, the agenda of all of this is crystal clear to those of us who are still able to think logically. And it's frightening how many people are not only happy to take these experimental, unproven, dangerous mRNA technologies, but what's more frightening is they'll meet anyone who questions any of this with extreme vitriol and anger.
Nanobots, dude! Get the fuck out of my face!
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and to our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And friends, for real news, please visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. God bless. Bye-bye. Hey guys, as you know, I've been terminated by Patreon and YouTube, so just a quick word from our sponsor. It's springtime and it's time for a cleaning. Not just the house and garden, but the finances as well. If you've been thinking about starting an IRA or 401k, Noble Gold is giving away a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. So give your investments a spring clean too. And go to NobleGoldInvestments.com to find out more. Again, that's NobleGoldInvestments.com.